Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta on this Tuesday, January 13th. Here's some of the headlines that are now in the news. Israel is pressing Hamas from two sides in Gaza. Having already cut Gaza in two, Israeli ground forces are now pushing into the densely populated Gaza City. Palestinian medical sources say 47 people have been killed in Gaza today. 13 of those were militants. Casualties continue mounting on both sides, with Palestinian medical sources saying nearly 1,000 are dead in Gaza and Israeli Defense Forces reporting 13 deaths. The conflict continues despite a call from the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon saying, just stop. The UN Secretary General says he is frustrated at the ongoing violence in Gaza. Moon is headed to the Middle East now to try to help push for a ceasefire. Secretary of State nominee Hillary Clinton gave her thoughts on the recent violence in Gaza at her Senate confirmation hearing this morning. Senator Clinton said despite the problems in the region, the United States cannot give up on peace. Clinton is expected to be confirmed as Secretary of State. President-elect Barack Obama continues to talk up his plans for the economy. This morning, he met with Senate Democrats on Capitol Hill. He's detailing how he wants to spend the remaining $350 billion from the financial industry bailout. President Bush made a formal request to Congress Monday for the bailout money on Obama's behalf. The woman who allegedly was assaulted, sexually assaulted by film director Roman Polanski more than 30 years ago, wants the case against him dismissed. Polanski has lived in exile in France since fleeing the country after pleading guilty to unlawful sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old. Samantha Geimer filed the papers in Los Angeles on Monday, declaring she's overcome the difficulties of being a victim. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news of the day.